It's Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, and just some quick heads up. We are not going to have our full Mind the Gap show today. Just some heads up, we have some more important interruption. I can't believe I'm saying that. More important interruptions. More important interruption, that is the fish rot case. Yesterday we spent the entire day in the presence of some fancy English, some fancy rah-rah-rah, although I was quick to learn that Namibians, you guys can be mean. The comments that you were leaving at the Supreme Court, case of ECN versus IPC versus ECN, you guys can be mean. You made all kinds of references, especially Bro Sisa was not breathing. People were just, throwing in vocabulary after vocabulary. I was like, come on, guys. We can make fun of his mispronunciation of words, but the fact is, he has more money than us. Some of them, questionably acquired. But bottom line is, you can afford a vrupa and I cannot. How can I get there? At this point, I'm just asking, even if I come across a newspaper and find, diamonds were stolen in Namdia, back then, the old me would have said, oh my God, that's terrible. How can that happen? These people don't care about our car. Now I just want to know who stole and still have them and have not been arrested, and how can I be their friends? Because the goal is to become a millionaire by 2033, come hell or high waters. Whether we are doing it the Franz Indongo way or the Rebebe way, also the first one is very questionable. Started selling sweets. Which type of sweets? So the story is complicated because I don't have bodyguards now. Just fasten your seatbelt. We are not going on a bumpy ride. Relax. I'm just trying to be civilized these days. In a literal sense of the word civil. But let's talk a little bit about reality now, shall we? It seems like 2024 just started with, the red line case started from the, basically all the cases that are ongoing spilled over from 2024, and we're basically traversing between the Electoral Court, High Court, Supreme Court, Electoral Court, High Court, Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court decision with regards to the presidential presidential election part of the 2024 election dispute, presidential and national assembly dispute. How do I put this? For those of you that missed it, let's take a breath and run through it slowly. IPC does not like both the presidential and national assembly results, election results that we had last year. So they are challenging both of them. The thing is, we had two elections, the presidential one and the National Assembly one. Now, according to the way that our laws are structured, you can challenge the National Assembly election in the Electoral Court, but the presidential election result can only be challenged in the Supreme Court. It's a jurisdiction thing. So, which is why, when we're all trying to define what the heck is they? What the heck is security, of course? That was in the Electoral Court, and that was the electoral, National Assembly, election result challenge. Now, the one that we spent the whole day yesterday mispronouncing a bunch of words, some of which included parliament, validity, pouring station, relief, irent, which one? It's really hard to tell. Roadship, among others, is actually one of now that was the also an an election dispute, but that was election result dispute, the one that we're following in the Supreme Court yesterday. That was the presidential type of the election result dispute. Which is why it took place in the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court was like, you know what? We will be back to you within 14 days. I'm like, what the heck? 14 days? I'm no mathematician, but let's now count weekdays now, shall we? We know those guys don't work during weekends. So let's just count weekdays now, shall we? 14 days, that was yesterday. Now, if we start from today and count 14 days, well, you know, one is today. So well, then we count up to the 20th of February, which is when the Electoral Court told us they will come back with their, you know, the results of how they should proceed, which is, you know, how they can unstay their stay. That's a fancy way of saying, which I just made up, by the way, fancy part I like about my comedy, you know, about my line of work. Now, anyway, let's start from today. Ian, 2 years, let's count in Afrikaans now, and then we come back and count in Portuguese. Let's start with Portuguese. Um, dois, três, quatro, cinco, seis, sete. Ha! Huh. 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Only 7 days. Well, to be fair, they said within 14 days. So, I think they may as well just say within 7 days. Now, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope, as every judge at the day by the Electoral Court is, I assume, or I imagine, they have their fingers crossed and hope the Supreme Court brings the result of yesterday's excruciating detail hearing. Just before we dive into that, one thing I have learned, or those of us that were following that learned, is that if you want to hire a lawyer and you want advice on how to hire one that may not be making sense in any legal way, but they have the charisma and vigor in speaking and addressing the crowd, you may want to call Svarboy. He will give you hints here and there. Well, which, to be fair, he himself is a lawyer, so he knew what he was looking for. It's like, nah, this guy. I mean, I've seen the Red Line case. I don't want to come across that. Also, by the way, Namibians, which is why I said you guys are mean. You guys spend the entire time in the comment section of our live stream roasting Tinder and Job. And, I was so proud of you guys yesterday. I was like, man, I love my country. Land of the, land of comedians. Because that's where, I got my poster caption from you guys. You guys are amazing. The way that every word that was being mispronounced, you kept dropping it in the comment section. I was like, ha! That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. That's where we had words that I went through, like parliament instead of parliament. Validity instead of validity. You can guess the region. Polling station instead of polling station. Polling! Jesus Christ! Polling station. Although, to be fair, here's one thing you have to understand about language. This is something that I actually agree with Trevor Noah on. Why is that? When when someone from France pronounce Raphael as Raphael, it's sexy. But when someone is from Ohangwena region says Raphael, you start laughing at them. Like, what's the difference? I don't get it. Whether it's Raphael or Raphael, whether it's whether it's Pleason or Prison, it's still a mispronunciation. But the thing, this one thing I like about white people, they market their mistakes to the point of convincing every black idiot they are sexy. There you go. All you just have to do is take your mistake, market it, package it, which is what, guys, we have gone through conciliation. Everyone needs a white friend so we can teach them how to buy meat without putting it on an FN scale, which is why they're spending money on, $1,000 on 5 kg. Well, back in the north, we just say, your boss, your mom and my mom were growing up together. They were singing in the choir together. So how about you give this to me at $500? I mean, granted, our businesses are in serious trouble because of, too much negotiation of your mom knows my mom. But the thing is, on the bright side, we are eating, very cheap stuff because we are buying from each other. But well, our businesses keep going down the drain because someone just, you know, an auntie you have never seen before shows up at your doorstep and is like, good morning. Oh, so you are Mahongo's son? Yes, I am. Oh, your father. I remember him growing up. But please don't continue, auntie, please. I don't have money for therapy or for what you and my dad may have been doing when, you know, before he met my mom. So let's just put a pause on that. What the heck do you want? How much is your cooking oil? When you hear them starting that question, starting a statement like, how much is your cooking oil? It's either they don't have enough money or they are there to quote-unquote borrow, but what they really mean is ask. By that, I mean take forever and never come back again. Oh no, some of them basically get the nerves to come back and say, you know, I owe you soup and a macaroni and 50 kg of maize meal and the entire shop. Can I add on some cooking oil? Now, with all due respect, Meme, are you nuts? Now, you can't say that in an African village, because if you say that, the hearing of you calling an elderly nuts will be at the African Union. The Rwanda and DRC conflict will be set aside, will be put on hold. What word did we learn from the electoral court? The DRC versus Rwanda conflict will be made to stay. Huh. Okay, so hang on a second. Let's put a stay on the current part of the discussion. Now, for those of you that want to that were following the red line case, the electoral court case on the National Assembly election dispute. You know how we're all struggling what the word stay means. Meanwhile, what they meant is to put it on hold. So let's say you are a member of the Stingyman's Association and you don't want to participate in this whole nonsense called Valentine's Day. How about you just call your girlfriend or girlfriends, or in this 21st century, I think you can call your girlfriend or girlfriends. You can call your girlfriend or boyfriend or girlfriend and boyfriend. 21st century, full of options. I'm telling you, when I say full of options, my dear Lord, do I mean a lot of options. But anyway, how about you just call the madam or the menier and tell them, you know what? Due to unforeseen financial circumstances, how about we put our, this relationship is, how about we put it on stay? Whether it's a permanent or temporary stay will depend on how things are going to go on the other side of Valentine's Day. So what we're going to do is let me see. We can say it in Afrikaans. Make a cake. Let's put it, let's put our relationship on stay mode like the electoral court did with the National Assembly election dispute. Let's put it on hold. Now, putting it on hold is what kids that went to government schools, that's their language. Those of us that went to private schools, we use words like, how about we put our relationship on stay until Cupid makes a ruling on the 14th of February on whether we should continue or not. And this year's Valentine's Day, by the way, is on Friday. I'm just saying, you have enough time to get all the morning after in condoms. Or both. I don't know why I said that. I just had to plot it up there. Because it was a... frankly, me just, chewing me inside. I'm a little bit like Niles, the character from, from The Nanny, who, Chandler being from Friends. Sometimes they have so much sarcasm, they just can't wait to blot it out. Feels like when it's all bottled up inside, we feel like exploding. And it's very therapeutic when we rumble all that stuff and people laugh, especially if that people is Hort and Balandu and I don't know why I say that, but and when they start laughing, we go like, oh, she's laughing. Right, come up with another joke. Come on. One thing ladies don't understand is jokes are our pickup lines. If you tell us to stop joking, we are the most useless idiots under the sun. So the more jokes we make, the more you laugh, the more we are beginning to do an analysis that we stand a chance. Which is why when you say something and you don't laugh, we're like, yeah, nope, don't stand a chance. And pick up lines is not really our strong suit. But anyway, let's spend the next 9 minutes now into basically talking about the reality on the ground now, shall we? You know how I used the example of prison mispronunciation from Hanguena region and prison mispronunciation from France, and one of them is considered sexy, the other is considered broken English. Well, why is that? Is because, well, a quick question. This is something you will find very fascinating. Every time you find yourself in a crowd of people and you mispronounce a word, black people are most likely to laugh at you than white people. White people will be there being nice like, what do you mean tragedy? You mean tragedy? You mean tragedy? Oh, okay, I get it now. Black people will be like, oh my God, he mispronounced. He said it's tragedy instead of tragedy. That's our problem, right there. I mean, it's funny, don't get me wrong. But a parallelogram, Kelly Lowland. Oh, come on, seriously. But the point is, oh, the black in me just came out. And you all keep saying, no, there's no difference between blacks and whites. Oh, there is. First of all, skin color, in case you didn't know. And by the way, they are not white. They are, you know, what word am I looking for? More pink than white. And by the way, we're not black. Brown, yeah. No, there are some that are black, but you and I were black at some point, but we have lost that status thanks to staying under the shade, so we became brown. So if you go to South Sudan, you find some of the most melanated individual, and they shine bright like a black diamond. And then you have someone trying to lose all that, you know, all that diamond with poison called makeup. Makeup, more like makedown. But let's just look at those two words. Let's look at, from Trevor Noah's perspective. Why is that every, every mispronunciation of an English word by a European is considered sexy, but every mispronunciation of the English word by an African is considered broken English? Interesting enough, not by Europeans, by Africans. It's more of Africans making fun of Africans for mispronouncing a non-African language word. So now when you look at it from that angle, you see that the enemy is not European. No, there is black. And also, it is African also. The enemy is right here at home. One question Don asked. Thanks, Don. One question Don asked. Why can't we build our own institutions? Is because when a tender is advertised in Namibia, I'll just use Namibia as an example. When a tender is advertised by a central tender procurement board of Namibia, CBPM, CPBM. Okay, you know what? I know it has a C and P somewhere in there. But anyway, every time a tender is advertised and a black person wins it, it's corruption. Every time a tender is advertised and a French company wins it, it's a foreign direct investment. I'm telling you, all of you have been looking at Europe like they are the enemy. Yes, they are, but the bigger one is right here at home. When an Italian wins the tender, it's foreign direct investment. When a Namibian wins a tender, it's corruption. God forbid a Nigerian or a Zimbabwean wins that tender. My God, they are taking over our country. Your country? You have a country? You? Really? Since when? Since conciliation. Yeah, on paper, you moron. Oh, I need to take a break. This gets me pissed off just seeing how much we hate ourselves. And the hate goes beyond political and economic observation. Even if you look at our physique, we spend billions of dollars on the cosmetic industry trying to look European. It's kind of like the same thing that lesbians do. They spend the entire time hating men to the point of dating other women, but also they try their level best to be like men. And I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you guys? You know, the way they put all of the baggy jeans and try to, to wear all the hats and, try to look as guy as possible. I thought you hate guys. Why behaving like one? Well, that's because, identify as a guy. come again? Sure, fine. You didn't. So, and also, by the way, feminists, you are in that WhatsApp group. I don't need a man. I can do everything myself. If my car breaks down, I'll just take it to the garage. Now, let's go to the garage. When you get to the garage, which gender are you most likely to run into? A man. Now you see the problem. And you have those ones that take feminism to a whole, how do I put this in a way that is politically correct? Nuts extent. And that is when they start saying, you know what? I don't use my father's surname. I use my mother's surname. You do realize your mother's surname, I don't use my father's surname because my father is a man. I use my mother's surname because my mother is a woman. You do realize your mother's surname is your grandfather's name, right? Believe me when I tell you that global warming on this planet is not being caused by carbon dioxide. I think it's being caused by crack cocaine. That's the only way to explain it. Anything else outside of that doesn't really make sense. Africans hate Africans. I mean, we like to pretend with our Ubuntu and Pan-Africans. We are very good at, we are very good at painting that picture. But the reality is, we hate us more than others hate us. Let me bring back the example again. When an African mispronounces an English word, it's Africans that start laughing at that, at that African before Europeans even do. That's even if they do at all. It's Africans that judge other Africans on the English language, the French language, Italian, pretty much any language or any standard. If you find yourself in a restaurant and you don't know how to use a fork and knife, which is all Italian, by the way, well, white people will be like, oh, no, please, you don't do that. You take your knife and put it on your left-hand side and your fork on your right-hand side and you cut like that. There you go. You are doing great. Those white, black people will be taking pictures for TikTok. That's us. So until we address that inherent hatred of ourselves, I'm telling you, this is crazy. We really, 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 not addressing the main problem here. We hate ourselves so bad, we spend money on artificial hair, we spend money on artificial skin lightening creams, what else we do? We lie to each other a lot. We put on all this artificial facade, and we go out there and say, I'm so proud to be black. You look yellow because of Kerolite. What black are you talking about? Quick break. Mind the gap with Helmut. On Eagle FM.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Estabeleça seus preconceitos de tecnologia. Explore os aplicativos que estão redefinindo o futuro, saindo do antigo e entrando no novo. Desde carregar itários físicos em papel até o mundo de versões digitais de Inário. Veja as novas expressões usadas do Imba App. Sinta-se parte de algo maior. Experimente o Inário Digital na palma das suas mãos. Eis o novo melhorado Imba, que reúne vários inários em um só aplicativo. Aqui para unir uma nação e espalhar o evangelho. Alguns dos inários apresentados no app do Imba são o Elsin Eangano, o Oxierero Mai Muriro, a Católica Simaneca Karunga, African Sanfordiera e muito mais. Entre em contato conosco hoje se desejar que o inário da sua igreja seja adicionado à lista de inários do Imba App. Contacta-nos em 081-235-8063 ou envia um e-mail para digital@opalighty.com. Descubra e baixe Imba hoje. Podes encontrar o Imba na App Store e também na Google Play.
08121111111111111. That is Portuguese for 08121111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111
are going to be crossing over to the live stream of the Fish Road case that is at the High Court. Today we are chilling with the big boys, but not the biggest boys, just, you know, the average big boys at the High Court. So just un momento.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, and we are all set and ready to cross over to the Fish Road Court proceeding that is in the matter between the state and Ricardo Gustavo, aka attempted bail and revoked bail, given attempted, given and revoked bail versus and 27 others. These guys were chilling. 27 guys, and I was not counted in there. I think I should, you know a guy who knows a guy, because that's just a lot of people for me not to be included. 27. Although, on the bright side, I'm not included in the, well, that case. Sitting here is wonderful. Instead of, you know, in front of the judge answering questions like, so, you took money and, you took some money and went to that place where the sun doesn't set. Was it worth it now that you are sitting on the other side of this KG? You know, no, it's not worth it, my lord. So will you bring back the money? No, my lord, I lost it. You mean you spent it? Potato, potato. So, where was I? Before we come back to our live stream. Well, where was I? Self-hate. Our self-hate. We are more brutal with others. I mean, we are more brutal with ourselves than we are with others. We are more brutal with ourselves than with others. There's one American, African-American woman who was more like documenting her travel stories. And she said she have done some fairly traveling of the African continent, and she has traveled more in the western part, like West African part. And she has traveled most part. That's because West Africa is in parts of Uganda. Uganda, that's more like Central East. Parts of Ghana, Nigeria. She has traveled that. But the thing is, every time that she traveled to East Africa, she was in a plane full of of natives of East Africans. But when she traveled, and also when she was moving from, and when she was traveling different areas in this region of our continent, she was surrounded by black people. And then she started traveling in southern part of Africa. Then she realized that at most resorts, she's more often the only black person. And a lot of Europeans that were there, started mistaking her for one of the staff working at some of the resorts. And according to her, there are only two things that, that people assumed about her being the only black around there. It's either she was married to a white guy or she was part of the staff working for that particular resort. None of which was the case. So, one, let's learn to travel, especially this Valentine's Day. Although my relationship is going to be put on stay, the same way that the Electoral Court put the Electoral Court proceeding on stay until the Supreme Court makes their ruling, according to them, in 14 days. So, Honorable Kaundu, how are you?
I'm good, darling.
All good. So, for the meantime that I'm waiting for this, for the live stream, I have done, I have done an observation, and I concluded that black people hate themselves more than others hate them. Let me explain.
Yeah, let me explain.
Have you ever been corrected by, by a white person for mispronouncing an English word?
Are you talking about me?
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about me, Helmut?
Look, the point I'm trying to make, sweetheart, before you break up on me with me before Valentine's Day, which will save me a lot of money.
No, but we are not celebrating Valentine's Day anymore, remember?
Why?
There's an official statement that there's Valentine's Day has been cancelled due to the mourning period.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
You forgot. Yeah, but anyways, yes.
So what was it?
From a white person.
From my observation on social media, every time, for the most part, when someone black like me mispronounce an English word,
yeah,
it's usually the black people like me that start making the mocking. And then we start with makeup, and then we throw in fake hair and fake everything. Now, if you ask me, that's not being proud of you.
Nope. Not at all.
Now, the reason why I brought that up is because of one question that one of Michael's caller pointed out this morning. That, look, we complain a lot about, institutions that are being run by, non-blacks, whether it's they're Chinese or Indian or white.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the most part, we want to participate in these institutions. Why? Okay, who have stopped us from building our own institutions?
Nobody. Not even one soul has stopped us. Nobody, at all.
Now, you see, what stopped us? I don't understand. Also, what stopped us from basically coming together and deciding? You know what? Can we come up with our own,
ideas?
Our own ideas, whether it's especially economic ideas.
Yeah.
Political ideas, we're very good at coming up
with that. Yes, because we like to lie. That's the thing.
Hey! Okay, it's true. But, political ideas, we are very good at coming up with that. Oh no, point of correction. We are terrible at coming up with that because even our political, even our political groups are more like, they're basically, they're more
tribal groups disguised as political groups. If I form a political, you know, and also that's something you find in the entertainment industry, by the way. Oh my God, that's a terrible example. I don't want to get fired. Month end is very close. Now, so what started that conversation was the story of the red line.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I know, that's the story of the red line has a lot of political sides to it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to focus on the money because a nice speech doesn't get me a loaf of bread out of the shop. Money does. So when you look at it now, when you look at it from that angle, the question we have to ask ourselves, what has stopped us from forming our own market? The largest population of this country is in the northern part.
Mm.
But that is the most impoverished part. Now, one thing I like to, I think that was Don Tadubana Mlemba, one of those, these guys like to reference that during apartheid regime, black people had a thriving market. There were businesses that were owned by black people that were basically thriving. And then apartheid, is basically dismantled, which was a good thing. Believe me, I like working in Klein Windhoek. It's a lot of taxi money, but I like working
in Klein. Yeah, it's really nice, but the taxi money part. Oh,
yeah. Hi. So black people were basically, after the whole conciliation, black people were basically told, you know what, you can now go and shop at Spa. And black people were like, hallelujah.
Hmm.
You know what? Actually, I have been supporting, Abigail Incorporated this whole time. But now that Spa is open, now that ShopRite is open, now that, Woolworth is open, I would rather go and shop there than here. First of all, no one is dragging you into that shop to buy anything.
Exactly.
You are walking in there with your own two legs. So like you can't walk in there, buy something, and then turn around and say, they have turned their backs. Who is they? look, I'm telling you, at this point, I have come to realize we are the most confusing living organisms on the planet.
Yeah.
The court proceeding in the High Court of Namibia in the estate versus Ricardo Gustavo and 27 others. Case number CC6/2021. But how can someone, whoever is in the field who picked this picture will not enter heaven. When I look at that picture of these guys, all I see is very, very, very brilliant guys. Very brilliant guys.
Mm.
Oh, they are brilliant.
No, they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They are brilliant. Yeah. The point I'm trying to make is, if you thought education will give you good leadership, think again, because well, it didn't work there. What you want is someone with a conscience. So that case is still ongoing, and my God, for how long has these guys been away from their families? Like every time I want to admire what happened at Namdia, I'm here thinking, it's a good thing I wasn't part of it. It's a good thing I'm not part of any of that because I don't think I can survive prison. You think I have the muscles to survive prison?
Nobody can survive prison, Helmut, whether you have muscles or not.
Ninja survived.
Ah.
What?
Listen to his name. He's a ninja. What do you expect?
He didn't prove it in that boxing ring.
I heard you talking about that boxing match the other day. Where was I? I think I was in Zambezi region.
Oh, yeah.
The boxing match with him and Nigga.
Look, the ninja one turned into a cuddling contest because the guys were like...
That's what you said.
Uh,
halfway through their boxing match, I couldn't help just asking because the referee had split them every now and then. I'm like, okay, just how straight are these guys?
Yeah.
And then there was Get Leach. Now that was the funniest. There are two things that were funny about Get Leach's boxing match. It's his punching, which made him look like he was swimming.
He was not punching. He doesn't know how to punch.
That was not punching. By the way, if he, I know I can make fun of Get Leach because if I run into him in person and he threatens to punch me in the face, I will just run.
Yeah,
and there's no way he can run with that swag. That I know.
Definitely. Sure. Oh, that swag is heavy. From the shoes, the trouser, everything. Uh-huh. Everything is heavy. The chains. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm safe from him. Ninja, on the other hand, I'm not sure about that guy.
Yeah.
So.
But how was his punches, though? How was he throwing?
Have you tried taking candy from a kid and how they try to fight for it? Yeah, that. Gerlich is hunting me down after this. Now, and every time he was punched, he fell head first. Who falls head first before their knees? Knees are lower to the ground than your head.
But he was falling head first.
There was a point where he fell twice. He fell and then stood up and then fell without being punched. I'm like, get Leach, you got this. Man.
No wonder you were so angry about that boxing match. That's what was happening?
Yeah. You can find... it's not just about that. It's it's what he said before the match. He said, and I quote, it's on his social media. I will knock him out in the first few seconds or something like that. I'll send you a video after that.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Namibians being Namibians, and Namibians can be brutal on social media. They decided to start combining the videos, the videos of what he said and how he performed in the field, and putting that car SpongeBob a few minutes later somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. And how he was falling.
And how he was falling head first.
Liga Get Leach.
Look, I like my country. I like my country. We're 18 minutes into the hour of 10, and as much as I like my country, but I feel like we are not acknowledging the elephant in the room. We hate each other more than we hate each other more than we are hated. The way that we run our businesses is. It's very easy to go to Nalisa's shop and say, you know what, borrow me money. And then, I'm not taking it back.
Yeah.
But as soon as you borrow money from an established institution owned by Chinese, you are there in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Did I pay? Just
Even just, let me give an example of that. It's your business. You are a black person, right? If you see how a black person runs their own business compared to maybe an Indian or an Asian or a white, it's totally different. You will realize that in most cases when you want to go buy at a black shop, it's either they are not there, maybe the shop is open and you are there, you are shouting, hello, hello. There's literally nobody there. So this person probably just came up in the shop and went back to sleep or to do whatever they want to do, right?
You're making us look terrible.
And if you have to compare to the other people that I mentioned, how they run their businesses, it's rare. If you have to go to an Indian shop and you find that it's just open and the person is not there, it's really rare.
Customer service check.
So we hate ourselves. We really do.
But look at it this way. I remember reading an article about Francis Ndongo being criticized about something like excluding some of, if not all, his children out of his business. And a lot of people in the comment section were saying, that's not fair. How can you exclude your
kids, and some of them were like, well, that is business.
Yeah.
And family, they should be kept separate. They are two different things.
Yes.
If you want to run a business, you have to run it on, you know, you have to run it on business principles, not family principles, of which I think black people, we make that mistake a lot. Don't get me wrong. I like Ubuntu. But from the look of things, capitalism does not operate on Ubuntu.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
That whole thing of your business is mine, just come and take whatever you want and pay it whenever you want.
Mm.
Business doesn't work that way. Mm. That whole nonsense of, but you know, that's me going to say 20 years from now, I'm on my walking stick. I'm going to your, you know, I'm going to a shop owned by your son.
Yeah.
And I'm telling them, your mom and I used to host a comedy show together. How about you just give me free stuff?
Mm.
That's us. That's us all the time. I know your mom.
Yeah. Or I know your dad.
Mm-hmm. I know your dad. We grew up together. You know, that one I find very suspicious when it's coming from a woman. And I know your dad, we grew up together. I'm like, okay, easy, easy. I'll give you the cooking oil for free.
Mm.
I don't have money for therapy. All rise, the Fisherot case proceeding begins. And we cross over.